Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Times are changing, and it's all for the better, because you're listening to Grilling Guys, and it's the weekend, so hopefully you've got something on your agenda to get out in your backyard and fire up a grill. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, yeah, welcome back. Thanks a lot. Thanks for joining us, and don't forget to hit our website for this stuff. It's thegrillingguys.com. Okay, check out all the resources on there. In the top right corner of the website, there's a search bar. So if you're looking for a recipe, you can pull it up right there. And then just below it, there's a set of earmuffs that'll help you download the podcast. And then, of course, there's a Twitter feed, Facebook feed. You can like us on Facebook. I'm on Twitter at Grillin' Guy. But just use those electronic resources we've got, because we've put years and years and years into building them. Our webmaster works on them every weekend. And usually after the show is posted. If you've been a guest or a caller, you can download it right then if you want to hear yourself. Just a kind of a cool place to go for.
Yeah. Well, speaking of electronic resources, this is the Mother's Day show, and we're thinking about grilled desserts. And went on the internet and found one, and sometimes I'll read these and then I want to edit them a little bit. But this one is so simple and so good that we're going to give credit where credit is due. There's a website out there called MarlaMeredith.com, and Marla is a chef and a writer, and she's come up with this chocolate cherry ricotta. Okay, there's your three ingredients. That's why it's simple. Mm-hmm. Chocolate cherry ricotta grilled pizza.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think her site is called Blog Her.
Right.
And very attractive girl.
But she's a very good cook. These recipes are cool. But this one, this chocolate cherry ricotta, real quick, just made on a pizza dough that you buy from the store, yeah. Already made, already cooked. You know what they are. You can get the wheat ones or the gluten-free or the regular ones, whatever you like, right? Just put a little oil on it, and then a jar of ricotta cheese, right? Yep. That's the white cheese that it's an Italian dish usually. And then a couple drops of vanilla in that. Some chopped chocolate and a cup of pitted cherries, man. And this
so
recipe
nice.
Is so simple. You put that all on that pizza dough, and then you set it on the grill, close the lid, let that ricotta melt in, the cherries settle in. It's just a wonderful little recipe, and it's going to look like you really slaved over it. The ingredient list here says it's 3 minutes of prep time and 10 minutes of cooking. Bam, 15 minutes.
Would you
got
put
dessert.
A little... butter EVO on the bottom of that.
Sure. Maybe. Yep. Something to keep it from sticking to the grill a little bit. Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
That looks gorgeous, Jop. That looks absolutely gorgeous. I found something that was really cool that it reminded me of you, actually, because you like doing those butternut squash. This guy came up with, or lady, whoever it was, came up with the idea of hollowing out oranges and baking muffins on the grill in an orange peel, half of an orange peeled.
Wow.
I know. And so it kept it from burning. It released easily. It made a cool presentation. But it's really simple. You just you have as many oranges as cupcakes as you want to make, right? So if you want to make 10 cupcakes, you have 5 oranges.
Math is his strong point.
And so use seedless navel. Cupcake batter, like vanilla, and you can mix all kinds of things in with it. This fella right here was on Mediavine. I found this recipe. You can look it up yourself. I'm not going to bother reposting it because it's not ours. But you just cut the oranges in half. You fill them 3/4 of the way full with this cupcake batter, and you put them on foil or in cupcake tins, and you put them on your grill, and you close the lid, and you can tell when they're done.
Right.
How cool is that when you're going to put an orange, a cupcake with an orange little
wrapper on
chariot,
it.
A chariot on it, you know? Right. Like, you could have some fun with that.
Well, you know, the
for
other
any
thing,
holiday.
I don't know if the recipe goes there, but you could take some of the orange that came out of the peel and mix it in with your frosting and make an orange frosting.
You
just
absolutely
a regular,
could.
You know, powdered sugar frosting with an orange flavor.
And I
to
think
it.
If you read down further, it'll even tell you to do that, or you can put bits of it right in with the batter is what I think they're going to do is steer you that way. But, yeah, absolutely. And there was a picture of one finished, and they had, I don't know, thrown some basic frosting or something over it. But it's just cool, fun. Melt chocolate, whatever.
Right.
Just cool stuff on the grill and dessert on the grill. Gosh, you know, I used to do those pineapple boats all the time. I don't do them so much anymore, but Those are fantastic in the smoker.
Yeah, they are. Even the grilled pineapple rings, you know, you do the 10 and 2 on them so they get the little cross hatch.
Yep.
And anytime you grill fruit of any kind, what's going to happen is those flavors are going to concentrate. You're going to take some of the moisture out of it, and you've eaten dried fruit before, right? Well, grilled fruit is between fresh fruit and dried fruit,
yep.
right? And you get it hot, and it concentrates the flavors. Some of the juice comes out of it, but not all of it by any means.
And don't leave it on too long, because that sugar is going to blacken it up, and you'll get too much bitter.
Right.
But you do that with that grilled pineapple slice, and then get yourself a little bucket of coconut sorbet, and what you've got there is a piña colada.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, so you put it on a pretty little plate, couple nice rings, and you can, dude, you don't even have to get a fresh pineapple for this. Trust me, it works fine with canned rings of pineapple.
Right.
Maybe better.
Right, because you don't have to core them.
Yeah, you can even at the supermarket sells them even cored now, so you can even buy those if you want. But the coconut sorbet on top of it when you're done or next to it, beautiful presentation. Couple pineapple rings with the nice burnt marks, you know, the grill marks on it, and a little bit of coconut. Man, I love pina coladas for one thing.
Right, yeah. Bob, your family's big on sangrias. When the summer rolls around, we're almost there. We're on the shoulder of the summer season here, and the sangrias. Always got lots of fresh fruit in them. It's kind of fun to do grilled fruit for those, too. Same thing, cut the orange in half, but don't take it all out. Just grill it face down, the lemons, the limes. Get a little char mark on them, because you usually serve sangria in a big glass pitcher.
Right.
Right? So you can see the fruit
in
there.
So you put those two on top?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But
what's it going to do to the flavor, though?
Well, I don't think it's going to hurt it much, because you're not burning it again. It's just more for the appeal and the visual.
Appeal.
Yeah, right. Yeah, don't burn the peel.
Right.
That's kind of cool. Yeah, we do. We have a big graduation party coming up. And
I'm going to be there.
Yes, you will.
I was told I'm going to be the French fry guy.
You are.
Yeah. Well, that's.
Now, wait a minute. You asked for that gig last year.
Right.
You asked for that gig. So you don't have to do it. You can play pool cleanup if you want.
Don't get anywhere near the grill where the meat is, Jop. You just stay by the fryer where the potatoes are.
Everybody has their jobs,
that's
dude.
Right. Yeah.
And the meat's going to be all done by the time you get there. You'll have nothing to do.
I'm so used to the grill bitch position.
The meat will be done hours before you arrive.
Right, yes,
and it'll be in Cambros, because I have a couple new Cambros.
Okay.
And shouldn't have told you. Now you're going to want to borrow them.
I will borrow them. It's not just I want to. I will, yeah.
And, it's going to be all stacked and packed and racked, so we'll be good to go. We won't be pulling butts, at 5:30 as the line backs up. We expect 300 people.
Well,
I'm not going to say the date because I don't want any more.
Right, but it's a double duty one for you, because you've got a son graduating from college and a daughter graduating from high school, right?
Kill two birds with one stone.
Right, so that's going to be, and maybe we should go down that in the last segment, is go down that road a little bit, because that's a real time for grillers. We've kind of hit Mother's Day, and we'll finish up with it, but that's a real deal when you've got to feed 200 or 300 people at a graduation party, and we've done this lots of times on the grill and the smoker. So
I see we got another invite to do another event, but that's I'll be out at that's just in a couple weeks. I'm going to be out at Whole Foods in Sacramento for the Top Chef event,
right?
And I'm going to emcee Top Chef out there, and I don't have to cook. All I have to do is stand around and entertain them and have fun, and it's going to be great.
Poor people.
It's a good gig.
How many days are you out there?
Probably about 5.
Wow.
So
you're going to run out of content if you got to entertain people for 5 days.
Sure.
I just know you are.
Are you saying you want to go along?
No. You're good. You can handle that one. Yeah. It's all great.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to that. In the next segment, Jop, let's talk about a couple more things we can do on the grill for dessert, and these are going to be even easier. We saved the easiest for last.
Right. Yep. I'm going to pull a recipe out of the grill box that you're not going to want to miss. In fact, you know what? I'm going to do it right now. It's so simple. You're going to take a banana and cut it in half lengthways. Leave the peel on it, okay? And then you're going to put it on the grill with the banana meat side down first to get some grill marks on it. Flip it over, so now the peel side is down after about a minute. And then all I want you to do is take some ice cream sauce, a little caramel or hot chocolate ice cream on there, and dribble than on that banana. And when you can take your tongs and pull the banana peel and it starts to slide out from under the banana, that means it's cooked all the way and you got dessert. Super simple, super tasty. There's more desserts where this one's coming from.
Yeah.
Stick with us. We'll be back.